Welcome to the Quanta Science Podcast. Each episode, we bring you stories about developments in science and mathematics. I'm Susan Vallett. Cells in the placenta have an unusual trick for activating gentle immune defenses and keeping them turned on when no infection is present. It involves crafting and deploying a fake virus. That's next.
It's season 3 of The Joy of Why, and I still have a lot of questions, like, what is this thing we call time? Why does altruism exist? And where is Jan 11?
I'm here, astrophysicist and co-host, ready for anything.
That's right, I'm bringing in the A-team.
So brace yourselves.
Get ready to learn.
I'm Jan 11.
I'm Steve Strogatz.
And this is...
Quanta Magazine's podcast, The Joy of Why.
New episodes drop every other Thursday.
When you were a child, it seemed like an ingenious plan. Splash hot water on your face and stagger into the kitchen with a dramatic moan. It's the playbook from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. One touch of your flushed forehead would convince your parents to diagnose a fever and keep you home from school. No matter how elaborately planned and performed, these theatrics probably weren't as persuasive as you had hoped. But new research published last summer in Cell, Host, and Microbe suggests that long before birth, a similar tactic helps developing humans and other mammals put on a more convincing show. The study shows how the placenta, the embryonic organ that connects offspring and mother, uses a molecular trick to feign illness. By pretending it's under viral attack, it keeps the immune system running at a gentle, steady pace to protect the enclosed fetus from viruses that slip past the mom's immune defenses. The discovery suggests that prior to infection, some cells may be able to activate a subtle immune response that can provide moderate protection in delicate tissues. Jonathan Kagan is an immunobiologist at Boston Children's Hospital and Harvard Medical School who wasn't involved in the study. He says the idea of cells preemptively activating their immune defenses violates one of the views that immunologists have. Antiviral immune weapons can destroy tissues. As a result, Kagan says, cells typically turn them on only when there's an active threat, like an infection. Then, once the infection clears, those weapons are turned off as quickly as possible. But the recent research shows that the placenta breaks these rules. Somehow, it turns on defenses before they're necessary and then leaves them on without harming itself or the fetus. Hannah Totore-Jane is an associate professor of molecular pharmacology at the University of South Florida in Tampa. She's the lead author on the paper.
Evolution is so smart, and I love it, especially in humans. It's more delicate. It's more like protective. It protects but does not damage, which is amazing.
Totore-Jane discovered the placenta's sleight of hand by accident. She and her lab were researching a megacluster of genes expressed in the placenta.
We started looking at it, and it took us a while to understand how to investigate this monster.
The megacluster not only activated genes that guide placental development, Totore-Jane was surprised to see that it also turned on the gene for interferon lambda, an immune signaling protein. Why was it active in healthy, uninfected cells? It took years for Totore-Jane and her team to zero in on an answer. The placental cells had crafted a viral lookalike using RNA harvested from their own genomes to dupe their immune sensors. Our genomes are molecular museums of evolutionary history. Since the beginning of life on Earth, viruses have inserted portions of their genetic material into their host's DNA. Tucked between genes that code for proteins are these genomic relics from ancient microbial invasions. One of the most common viral elements that persist in human genomes is a chunk of DNA called ALU repeat. ALUs constitute at least 13% of the human genome. There were over 300 copies in Totore-Jane's megacluster. She suspected that those ALU repeats were turning on the immune system in the placenta, but her colleagues cautioned her against going down that road.
Every time I shared this idea of ALU, the advice I was given Don't touch ALUs. Don't work on ALUs. Forget about ALUs because they are everywhere and it's difficult to work with them. So just drop it. But I couldn't because it was like every experiment we did, we got the same. It was so robust, the effects, that I couldn't ignore the results.
After years of careful experiments, Todry Jane's team showed that in the placenta, transcripts of ALU repeats formed snippets of double-stranded RNA. This is a molecular silhouette that our cells recognize as viral in origin. Sensing the fake virus, the cell responded by producing interferon lambda. Immunobiologist Jonathan Kagan says the cell is effectively dressing up as an infectious agent. He says the result is that it convinces itself that it's infected and then operates as such. Immune responses can be destructive, and antiviral responses especially so. Because viruses are at their most dangerous when they're already inside a cell, most immune strategies that target viral infections work in part by damaging and killing infected cells. For that reason, cells cry virus at their own risk. In most tissues, ALU sequences are highly suppressed so that they never get a chance to mimic a viral attack. And yet that's the exact scenario the placenta seems to create on purpose. How does it balance the health of the growing embryo with a potentially risky immune response? In experiments with mice, Todry Jane's team found that the placenta's double-stranded RNAs and ensuing immune response didn't seem to hurt the developing embryos. Instead, they protected the embryos from Zika virus infection. The placental cells were able to toe the line, conferring protection on the embryos without cueing a self-destructive immune response, because they called in the gentler defenses of interferon lambda. Type 1 and type 2 interferons are typically the first responders to double-stranded ALU RNA escapees. They quickly recruit destructive immune cells to the site of an infection, leading to tissue damage and even autoimmune disease. On the other hand, interferon lambda is a type 3 interferon. It acts locally by communicating only with cells within the tissue, generating a milder immune response, one that can be sustained long-term in the placenta. It's still a mystery how placental cells manage to activate only interferon lambda, keeping the immune response simmering but never boiling over. But Todry Jane has an idea about why placental cells evolved this trick that other cells seemingly avoid. Since the placenta is discarded at birth, perhaps it can afford to take immune risks that other tissues can't. The findings reveal a new strategy the placenta has for protecting the fetus, apart from the mom's immune system. Since the mother's immune response is dampened during pregnancy to prevent attacks on the genetically distinct embryonic cells, the placenta has had to develop extra defenses for the growing baby it supports. However, this trick, a low-level immune response generated by a fake virus, may not be limited to the placenta. Researchers from Columbia University recently described a similar phenomenon in neurons. They observed RNAs from different genomic elements bound together in double strands to produce an immune response. In this instance, the immune system called in a more destructive type 1 interferon, but it was produced at low levels. The authors surmised that chronic low-level inflammation in the brain may keep infections under control, preventing major inflammation and neuronal death. So it's possible that this kind of immune trickery is more common than anyone thought. By studying how the immune system seems to break its own rules, scientists can better define what the rules are in the first place. Arlene Santana helped with this episode. I'm Susan Vallett. For more on this story, read Annie Melchor's full article, During Pregnancy, A Fake Infection Protects the Fetus, on our website, quantummagazine.org. Quantum Magazine is an editorially independent online publication supported by the Simons Foundation to enhance public understanding of science.